Today, markets reach higher on Trump change, but expect the unexpected. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. This is our weekly market update where we start in the US, cross to Europe and Asia, and then in Australia and cover crypto and commodities along the way. This past week saw the presidential torch passed to Trump with a flurry of edicts following as the tech bros and rich people looked on. Markets continued to speculate on the real impact of tariffs, the move to push, quote, illegals out, and further investments in AI and crypto, backed by the US state. Meanwhile, the Davos love-in this week, where unelected technocrats met up with the rich, seemed to be propagating well yesterday's news, and frankly, a new and partisan world order appears to be taking root. Trump did not impose day one tariffs and said the US is not ready for universal ones, but Canada, Mexico, and China are in the firing line, as is the European Union. The 10% levy faced by Beijing is dwarfed by the 25% duties promised for Trump's neighbours and well below the 60% blanket tariff on Chinese imports previously mooted. Fund managers are playing down Donald Trump's tariff threats, saying the risk of stoking inflation will stop the president from rushing out destructive trade policies that could threaten global growth. The MSCI Global Index was up another 2.07% this past week, while the European Stock 600 rose 1.23%, although eased back a little on Friday. All three US benchmarks closed off their session lows, reflecting losses in chipmakers as markets continued to adjust to President Donald Trump's fast-tracked efforts to impose his vision on the country. Money markets and economists are unanimous in expecting Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and his colleagues to keep the key benchmark rate in a range of 4.25 to 4.5% next week. The rate cut scenario has lost its credibility, especially following the latest strong employment report for December. Bond market action actually suggests that investors have come around to the view that the Fed was stimulating the economy that didn't need to be stimulating, that inflation was getting sticky north of the Fed's 2% target. The so-called neutral rate was closer to 4 to 5% than to 3%. And at the close in New York, the Dow Jones Industrial Average declined 0.32%, the S&P 500 fell 0.29%, and the NASDAQ Composite fell 0.5%. A weak outlook from Texas Instruments took the wind out of semiconductor stocks, with the shares down 7.5%, and Nvidia slumped 3.1%. The Volatility Index, which measures the implied volatility of the S&P 500 options, was down 1.13% to 1485. Bond yields eased back a little, with the 2-year US down 0.23% to 4.266 and the 10-year down 0.22% to 4.625, both still signalling higher for long interest rates ahead, though. The latest AAII sentiment survey reveals a significant increase in optimism among individual investors regarding the short-term outlook for stocks. Simultaneously, levels of neutral sentiment and pessimism have seen a decline. Bullish sentiment, the expectation that stock prices will rise over the next 6 months, surged 18 percentage points to 43.4%. This marks the first time in 4 weeks that optimism has exceeded the historical average of 37.5%. The hedge fund industry ended 2024 with $4.51 trillion in assets under management. That's a 9.75% increase from the previous year. Total assets increased by $401.4 billion last year, the highest since 2021, mainly driven by a strong performance across different strategies. This growth underscores how influential this less regulated and leveraged industry, which uses a vast array of trading strategies and assets, have on the markets. Gold futures for February delivery was up by 0.45% to 2,778 a troy ounce. Elsewhere, oil prices did edge higher on Friday, but were still down across the week as President Trump called for lower crude prices and higher energy production in the US. And during his speech on Thursday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland called on Saudi Arabia and OPEC to lower oil prices. Crude oil for delivery in March fell to $74.66 a barrel, while the March Brent contract landed at $78.43. The US dollar index futures were down 0.56% to 107.46. The euro US dollar was up 0.76% to 1.05, while the US dollar yen fell to 155.98. Ahead, the Fed holds its first meeting of the year just 1 week after Trump returns to the White House, while the ECB is set to cut rates again by another 25 basis points next week on Thursday, as tariff threats from Trump cast a shadow over the Eurozone's sluggish economy. European stock markets edged mostly higher on Friday, continuing Thursday's positive tone, which was seen on Wall Street, where over there the S&P 500 index hit a record high. After President Donald Trump, speaking online at the World Economic Forum in Davos, said he would call for lower interest rates from the Federal Reserve, and his investors digested more corporate earnings, as well as the latest economic activity data. The DAX index in Germany was just off its all-time high. The CAC 40 in France gained 0.4%, while the FTSE 100 in the UK underperformed, falling 0.3% on the day, but was still close to all-time highs. Novo Nordisk stocks gained 10% after the Danish drug maker said subcutaneous trials of its highly anticipated experimental medicine showed patients using the treatment shed as much as an estimated 22% of their body weight. And Ericsson stock slumped around 10% after the Swedish telecom equipment maker missed analysts' forecasts for the fourth quarter, as an expected rebound in sales in India didn't materialize in the period. Preliminary composite Eurozone Purchasing Managers Index compiled by S&P Global showed that Eurozone businesses began in the new year with a modest return to growth, rising to 50.2 in January from December's 49.6, so nudging that magic 50 mark separation growth from contraction. Even with this positive news, the European Central Bank is still widely expected to slash rates by a quarter of a percentage point at its upcoming policy meeting, having already slashed borrowing costs four times to address weak growth and cooling inflation in the currency block. In the UK, growth across British businesses did pick up slightly at the start of 2025, but price pressures rose, underscoring the challenging conditions facing the Bank of England, which next meets in early February. The preliminary flash reading of the UK S&P Composite Purchasing Managers Index inched up to 50.9, a three-month high from 50.4 back in December. Data last week showed that British inflation slowed unexpectedly last month, and core measures of price growth tracked by the Bank of England fell more sharply, cementing bets on an interest rate cut next month. Traders are putting in an 82% chance of a first quarter point reduction on February the 6th, and are fully pricing at least two cuts this year. The industry survey on Thursday showed that optimism of manufacturers sagged to its lowest level in over 2 years, and British Finance Minister Rachel Reeves told Reuters that she would announce changes if necessary in March to meet the government's fiscal rules. Most Asian stocks rose on Friday, tracking record highs on Wall Street and optimism over more policy relief for China as they grappled with concerns over increased trade tariffs under Trump. China's Shanghai Shenzhen CSI 300 and Shanghai Composite Indices rose 0.7% and 0.4% respectively, extending gains from earlier in the week. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index was a standout performer in Asia, rallying 1.7% on gains in major chip-making stocks, as investors bet that recent US export controls would boost local demand for the sector. Sentiment towards China was buoyed by Trump floating the idea of a Sino-US trade deal, just days after he threatened to impose 10% tariffs on Beijing by February the 1st. Chinese markets had initially fallen this week after Trump's threat. Trump had earlier told the World Economic Forum via the video link from Washington that he wanted the US trade relationship to be, quote, fair. But local markets rebounded on more policy support from Beijing. The government asked state-run insurers and financial institutions to deploy more capital into local equities. The regulators will encourage big state insurers to invest 30% of all new annual premiums in A shares and encourage mutual funds to increase their A share holdings tradable market value by at least 10% annually over the next 3 years. The new measures, spanning higher investment by insurers and mutual funds, lower fees, and other corporate reforms, also are the latest in a slew of steps authorities have taken since last September to try and revive the stock market, with frankly limited success so far. Beijing has indeed been intensifying policy support to prop up the stock market, which has been weighed down heavily by a long-run property crisis, deflationary pressures, and geopolitical tensions. By the way, Chinese markets will be closed next week for the Lunar New Year holiday. But before that, we do get key PMI data for January out on Monday. Japan's Nikkei 225 and TOPIX indices rose 0.4 and 0.6% respectively, trimming some gains after the Bank of Japan's move. Both indices were trading up between 3 and 5% this week, as analysts that had bet on a Bank of Japan rate hike had been priced in. The central bank raised interest rates by 25 basis points as widely expected, but foreshadowed higher inflation and slower growth in the coming years. The Bank of Japan also warned that it would raise interest rates further if its economic forecasts were met, offering up one of the clearest signals of more rate hikes. While higher rates bode poorly for Japanese markets, they also reflect increasing confidence in the local economy, which stands to benefit domestically exposed sectors. Purchasing managers' indices released on Friday showed Japan's manufacturing sector shrank for a seventh consecutive month in January, though, but growth in services did pick up sharply. Broader Asian markets were mostly upbeat. Gains in chip-making stocks on optimism over a $500 billion artificial intelligence project in the US drove South Korean KOSPI index up 0.8%. Taiwan's trade-dependent economy grew less than expected, though, in the fourth quarter of 2024, but did manage the fastest growth in 3 years last year at 4.3%, reaping the benefits of the AI boom and a recovery in demand from China. India's Nifty 50, though, wallowed near 7 months lows, down 0.49% to 23,090. Australian shares ended the week on a positive note, buoyed by local retailers and a turnaround in mining stocks in late trading on Friday. The ASX will also be closed, by the way, on Monday. The ASX 200 closed up 0.4% or 30.2 points at 8,408.9, with 9 of the share market's 11 sectors finishing higher. Shares have added 1.2% over the past 5 trading days, and the Aussie dollar was trading at a 5-week high of 63.14 cents US and was at 50.9 British pence. Shares of Wesfarmers rose 3.3% to $74.66 after Goldman Sachs upgraded the owner of Bunnings to a buy, and Harvey Norman added 3.1% to $4.96. Elsewhere, CBA advanced 0.5% to $158.65. I still can't work out why that is valued so high. Oil producers tumbled, tracking oil prices that fell on Trump's comments. Woodside fell 1.9% to $24.48 and Beach Energy 1% to $1.50. Trump's remark that he was reluctant to impose a China tariff did somewhat buoy Australian miners on Friday, with BHP up 0.5% to $39.10 and Fortescue up 1% to $18.81. Iron ore in Singapore, by the way, was up to 105.5. Whitehaven Coal, however, closed 1.1% lower at $6.30. Premier Investments was the indices' biggest gainer, rising 6.6% to $28.62 after shareholders on Thursday overwhelmingly approved the deal to merge a portfolio of apparel brands with Myer. Now, crypto markets crept up on Friday, still holding below recent highs, even after President Donald Trump ordered a new working group to draw up crypto regulations that have been long hoped for by the industry and to explore the creation of a US cryptocurrency stockpile. Bitcoin has been broadly steady since Trump took office on Monday, pushing the world's biggest cryptocurrency to a fresh record of $109,000, but it was last trading at $104,330. Bitcoin has been one of the most spectacular Trump trades, gaining 50% to break over 100,000 and hit fresh highs since Trump's election victory in November. Trump courted crypto campaign cash with promises to reverse the Biden administration's crackdown on the industry and to be a crypto president. And this week, his administration began delivering on that pledge. In an executive order on Thursday, he touted the digital asset industry as crucial to US innovation, created a working group to draft new crypto rules, and to explore a crypto stockpile, while the Securities and Exchange Commission spiked accounting guidance that the industry said had stymied crypto adoption. Those measures, though light in detail, seemed to alleviate some disappointment initially after crypto reform failed to feature in Trump's flurry of day one announcements on Monday. Thursday's executive order will also require banking services for crypto companies to be protected and also ban the development of US central bank digital currencies, which could compete with Bitcoin and other established tokens. The working group has until July to deliver a report recommending regulatory changes and to evaluate the potential to create a national digital asset stockpile. Analysts say Bitcoin's price gains might take a breather for a while until the implications of the policy directives become clearer. While President Trump's eagerly anticipated executive order on crypto largely delivered on his campaign promises, the lack of an explicit Bitcoin strategic reserve left the crypto market limping into the weekend, said Jihan Chow, founder at Kinetic Capital, a Hong Kong blockchain venture capital firm. Trump lit crypto ventures, including a meme coin known as Dollar Trump, and tokens issued by World Liberty Financial have come off highs in recent days. The Dollar Trump token, launched last Friday, was trading at around $32, having lost about half of its value since it peaked at $75 on Sunday to trade it below $10 early on Sunday. And adding to the chorus of critics who have said that Trump's coin and a similar Dollar Melina memecoin, launched by First Lady Melania Trump, raised ethical issues, Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren queried US regulators on the coins on Thursday. Dollar Trump and Dollar Melina present grave risks to President Trump's ability to impartially govern our nation and to investors in those coins, she wrote in the letter. The White House did not immediately respond to a Reuters request for comment, and Trump has pledged to hand management of his assets to his children. So standing back, we are in the foothills of confusion at the moment, but of course markets will continue to push higher with some volatility ahead, but it's too soon to see how this all plays out. So I think there is a new world order. I think that some of the assumptions that has been in the market's mind for some time are now being questioned quite deeply, and therefore do expect more market shocks ahead. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.